near the sea.
That's it again.
That's their modern drainage over here. That's their drainage system.
Yeah. Sorry, Maura. Can you tell us what we're looking at here?
We're looking at a piece of typical shell state of the art stuff. Nasty sump with a bit of straw thrown across
it. This is drainage from the site, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and you can see the discoloration in the water, which shows that aluminium is still alive and flowing.
Okay.
And the only place it's going to is in Tamil.
You need help with your jet machine. You're trespassing.
Sorry, I'm talking to John Monaghan. John, you've been getting a bit of attention from the guys recently down here. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Well, yeah, I have a couple of alleged assault charges against me for September. It's not unusual. We've been expecting this for a long time. I've been told I get a bit more attention than some. Or most. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I've certainly been victimized to some degree at least.
Mm-hmm.
We expected this for a good while. The protests didn't dissolve in 48 hours like they'd originally planned, the Gardaí. 10 months later, we're still here, so they have to try some other tactics, and this is more of the intimidation.
And do you think there's any reason why they're targeting you specifically?
I suppose I'd be a higher profile person, a spokesperson as well. If they manage to blacken my name in the media, then that would reflect on the campaign. I'm assuming that would be there. That would be their goal.
How do you feel the police have been acting down here in the last few months?
They've been the last few months since October the 10th, when they came in force, 400 or 500 policemen. They came in and they decided to use heavy-handed tactics, politically motivated. You know, they got the orders from on high. They're not just as the Global Community Monitor report found. It wasn't just a few maverick policemen, some rogue policemen. You know, just overstepping the mark. You know, this was it was orchestrated, and it was you know, politically motivated. Again, it's not about the police and us. It's about Shell and the government and the collusion between the two. And corruption is not a victimless crime. And now we've seen the results of the corruption, the corrupt deals between Ray Burke and the oil companies and others in the early 90s. It's been played out here on the fields and the roads and the ditches around Balnaboy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And just like the corrupt practices and the rezoning, corruption surrounding rezoning, has been felt by the, you know, the estates of Neilstown, the Dublin, you know, the poorer class people in Dublin who are feeling that the results of the corruption involved with the rezoning of the early 90s. So as you said, it's not a victimless crime, and this was happening 20 years later from 1987 when the people returned from Ray Burke and the oil companies. It's been played out here in Balnaboy. The police themselves, they will do what they're told. They still, though, should uphold the law. They are not the law. They implement the law, and sometimes they confuse the two. And very often they confuse the two. They are not the law. They uphold the law. And we'd expect them to uphold the law and to implement the law impartially. After all, they do take an oath to uphold the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So Constitution means safety and the rights of citizens. No, not just multinational companies and that. So really they are being put under very close scrutiny, and we'll continue to do so. No. But again, it's politicians, and it is the oil companies, and the sordid deals that were done, and this is the result here today.
colleague of mine was interviewing Trevor Sargent last Saturday, and he was asking him why the Greens took the Shell to Sea banner off their website, and Sargent said, you know, his hands are tied by ministerial power. We said he still supports you, but how do the people around here, do you feel empowered by the Greens being in government now, or does it make any difference?
I would think it would make a difference, and I would accept him if it's, you know, having the Greens on the website, so that he's the yeah, it has been viewed as a political campaign. It's political in the sense that we are getting, it's not party political, but we are very politically aware, and we know it's a politically motivated campaign against us. But in return, you know, we it is a political campaign in the sense that we know that it was political decisions that got us where we are, and it has to take some political initiative, you know, to find a resolution to this as well. Now, back to the Greens, I think we didn't show, maybe like other campaigns now, we didn't come out publicly and shout, you know, that the Greens support us and this and how they're doing now. I think, yeah, we only fair to give them a chance in government. Maybe they're working, doing their best behind the scenes, you know, and do so. I wouldn't say just because they're in, you know, it's not that simple. You just come into government and you know, click your fingers, you know, and things change. So I would be prepared now to give them time, you know, and I have no reason to doubt their integrity.
Just look around at the dirty mess that's in there, that's all.
So, what kind of stuff did you find inside?
Ah, the water going out everywhere, into every hole and into every pipe you could think of. Full aluminium.
And you got right the way into the middle of the site, this way?
Oh, security. Security in there.
Yeah?
That's all. I wouldn't put them minding chickens from the box.
Because it would look like they put on some extra security.
They know what they're doing wrong.
Yeah?
So that's why I suppose the poor things are that bit nervous, you know. I mean, no neighbour likes to kill another neighbour, so I mean, they know well what that's what they're doing.
Uh-huh. So, were the guards behaved in their
time? Yeah, there wasn't. We were behaved, so. We're always behaved.
Were the guys already in there when you got in?
They went in there, yeah. Why, I don't know. I think they like to get let Shell kill us. That's the only thing I could make out of. I mean, we are in there to protect our homes and our families, and that's what we're going to do, until we get answers from Shell. Shell aren't talking to anybody. They're getting the guards to do it. And the guards won't talk to us. So, I mean, what do you do? We have to just take it in our own hands now. So we have.